dare I say it, there's a number of MPs that wouldn't dream of earning that amount if they were in the private sector. So maybe a system where you say you look at the average earnings over the last 5 years and pay MPs that on an individual basis would be better at attracting people that are actually there for the service, not the money.
Actually, that's interesting. That's interesting, Jordan, because ironically, one of the problems is I think that we're not getting enough turnover under MMP too. So you've got people who are staying on for longer or they're not retiring because their career is politics. So ironically, if you gave them a better retirement fund or if the salaries were higher, particularly if you gave them good superannuation, they're more likely to leave sooner. So it's a bit, it doesn't seem like an obvious solution, but it's one where I think you've got to encourage politicians to move on. You don't do this as your entire career. You do it for a while and then you go back to other stuff that you're doing in the community. But it's not, Jordan, the problem isn't MMP. I think the problem might be the balance between the number of electorate seats and the number on the list. We need more electorate seats, I would argue. MMP's been great at bringing in a lot more diverse groups of people ethnically. It's brought more women and all that stuff is good. But ironically now we're in a position where the number of occupations represented is really small.
We'll come back in just a moment. Jason Pagani, Jordan Williams on The Huddle. It's 14 to 6.
Hi, Stephen here, Winger Suzuki. Looking for your perfect match? With 0% interest across the entire Suzuki range, you'll fall head over heels with our stunning new models. Starting from just $15,990 plus on road costs, a new Suzuki is a real catch. And with just one-third deposit, you'll pay no interest on your monthly instalments over 2 years. Hurry, love is forever, but this offer is for a limited time. Conditions and fees apply. Call into our showrooms in Green Lane and Wairau Road or online at winger.co.nz. See you soon.
My man Butcher, he's me old mate. This week we're taking care of all of our mates with the fresh New Zealand lamb sale. Yep, your local man Butcher's reduced the price on all fresh New Zealand lamb. Legs of lamb, only $9.99 a kilo. Lamb shoulder roast, bone-in, only $7.99 a kilo. Lamb loin chops, only $15.99 a kilo. And the mad prices just keep coming. Large size 24 frozen tegel chickens, only $8.95 each.
My man Butcher, save me more.
Check off those health and safety boxes. Janny King, the Kiwi company with a specifically designed online health and safety system. They're the king of commercial cleaning.
Check out the king of commercial cleaning at jannyking.co.nz.
Is your concrete tile roof looking faded and tired? An unsealed, uncoated roof equals big problems. Get your free roof check from Roof Care now while the weather's good.
Call 0800 Roof Care and we'll be
the best in the business. Call 0800 Roof Care.
News Talk ZB Community Notices.
With luxurious lounge suites from Danske Möbler, enjoy huge savings on over 50 exclusive designs.
The Technical Athletic and Harrier Club, incorporating the Eastern Bay's runners and walkers, is celebrating 90 years since the formation of the club. They'll be holding a luncheon on Sunday, May 15. Former members who are interested in attending and would like more information can contact Des on 520 5050 before April 16. That's 520 5050.
Caring for our community. News Talk ZB and Danske Möbler. Furniture.
Tonight on the show, on Crowd Goes Wild, which is live at 7 on Prime. All your day sports news. We're back after our Rugby World Cup doco. We've got Hayley and the Sideshow on it as well. And everything else you'll need to know about the world of sport. Crowd Goes Wild, live at 7 tonight on Prime.
Fact, rumour, scrutiny, suggestion.
The Huddle.
Jordan Williams and Josie Pagani on the Huddle, issue number 2. Josie, well, New York, the primaries. Trump has a huge win, actually. He was expected to get about 80 delegates. I think he's around 90. Anyway, we'll see. And Clinton deals to Sanders. What do you see in this now, Josie? Is this momentum for Trump going ahead? What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. It's all over. Basically, we've got the November election lined up now. We've got Trump versus Clinton. And you noticed straight after we were getting the results today, Hillary, in her speech, was talking directly to the Trump team. She said, America is diverse. We're proud of our diversity. We're multicultural. We're a compassionate country. You know, up yours, Trump. And Trump's talking directly to his own party,
basically saying, you can't take this nomination away from me now. So it's all on. You know, everybody else is a bit player now. It's Trump versus his own party. Hillary versus Trump.
Yeah, Jordan, I don't quite see it that way. I don't believe that Trump will get the 1237. I follow that pollster, Nate Silver, who I think is one of the best in America, and he's saying between 11 and 1150. So it'll go to the convention and it'll be carnage there. How do you view it all?
Yeah, well, it certainly is harder to see Ted Cruz end up with a contested convention. It's still impossible, but this win, as I say, does make it a bit harder. My Republican friends I've spoken to in D.C. in the last hour or so, they collectively have their heads in their hands around this. Cruz has been lined up by the establishment as sort of the lesser evil, if you will. They know he can't win, but unlike against Hillary, that is, but unlike Trump, would likely do the Republican Party less damage in the long term.
I think you're right, Larry. He's not going to get the majority number of delegates required in order for it not to be a contested convention. Mm. It will be contested. And what's interesting there is the rules that start to apply. So there's no obligation for those delegates to vote in the way that their states voted. I mean, politically there is, because you've morally and politically you've been given a mandate to vote for the person who won at your caucus or primary. But legally, the First Amendment and freedom of association trumps a state law. Now, I don't think that there'll still be a first ballot, and I'm sure that the delegates who come with a mandate from their state will have to vote accordingly. But the second and third ballot, it's all on.
I want to stay with you, Josie, because you've seen this press release and Jordan hasn't yet. A serious question, this is from Winston Peters. Serious questions need to be asked how up to 60 Chinese wanted by China came to be living in New Zealand. Clearly, we have appallingly inadequate immigration checks if allegedly corrupt Chinese who are wanted by their own government have got into New Zealand. And I would agree with Mr. Peters on that. I mean, some have got residency, some have got citizenship, Josie.
Well, and .com got residency. You know, how did that happen?
Yeah.
with a FBI alert out on him, and he got it by paying big money. But I think, you know, Winston's being a little bit Donald Trumpy here, isn't he? I mean, we don't know who these 60 people are. All we've got is the Chinese and authorities saying these are wanted and they're guilty of fraud of hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Now, we've had this before where there's been, and this is why we have very careful processes over extradition, that you have to prove not just that the Chinese government says somebody is guilty of fraud. There has to be enough evidence in the New Zealand court.
Yeah, all right, Jordan. What is your take on this? The question here is how they got into the country in the first place, Jordan.
Yeah, but these aren't clear-cut issues, Larry. I think Josie's right. Only yesterday, the Green Party put out a release criticising comments by John Key in relation to an extradition treaty with China. Now, we are still dealing with a pretty tricky government in terms of human rights. I don't think we should be signing up carte blanche to a regime where we say, if you consider this person a criminal, we do too.
No, well, I don't think if you sign it, I think the extradition treaty should be signed as long as there are qualifications around it, conditions around it. I don't see that as a problem, Jordan. Mm-hmm.
Well, again, we need to go into the it's all matters in the fine print. But then let's look at what Kim.com's doing at the moment. An American justice system, which is obviously miles ahead of China, that you wouldn't be able to delay that a year or 2 years, and yet that's precisely what's happening.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Jordan. Jordan Williams and Josie Pagani on The Huddle. It is now 7 to 6.